Chapter 78. Ron could not say that he enjoyed observing other teachers, but he did learn from it. It wasn't that there were not times that he did not genuinely smile and feel part of the educational process. It was that he wanted to forget the evaluation and jump into the class and become part of it. This was a misguided feeling. It was more the residue of nostalgia over no longer having a classroom that he called his own. By the third year of being fully out of the classroom, those feelings subsided. Observation and evaluation was the way he had chosen to teach. He told himself that he'd better concentrate and not think about the classroom anymore. Middle Hills had a radically new schedule. Classes were 88 minutes long and met on alternating days. Teachers saw their students half as much for twice as long. It made each class more important. It made attendance more important. Being absent for one day could create a 6-day span between classes. Ron found that he could not really schedule more than 2 observations in a day. 1 a day was ideal. He and Connie talked about it. "When you mentioned 1 or 2 a day, I did some checking with schedules and calendars. We can finish the first round of tenured teachers and 2 rounds of the non-tenured teachers, hopefully by the end of the year." "Can we do all that in the pre-conferences?" asked Ron. "No one knows exactly how long these conferences should be," said Connie. "I'm not sure either," said Ron. "Let's schedule these first ones for 45 minutes. Connie laughed. "That will kick you back until February. "I want to do Nicole and Marilyn first," said Ron. Connie giggled her mischievous grin. "Okay, I'll tell Nicole and Marilyn that you want to do them." Ron burst out laughing. "I wouldn't put it exactly like that to them." Ron was sitting in Marilyn Seeger's class. Their pre-conference had been more Ron sang, "And then I will ask this," so that Marilyn could tell others what it was like. Marilyn was teaching The Stranger, but her class was on the point of view of the narrator. The essence of an observation was the narrative. Ron began in the almost totally illegible scratching and partial words and partial sentences that he would dictate to Connie afterwards. He decided he would time activities. The class discussion on point of view lasted about 20 minutes. Marilyn was very good at helping them to divorce their dislike of the protagonist from describing his point of view. Then she set them working to find examples of point of view from excerpts that were particularly poignant to the theme of existentialism. That exercise, complete with some discussion, lasted about 15 minutes. She then led them to an understanding of the political situation in Algeria at the time of the novel. She used straight lecture for this, and Ron thought she could possibly increase student retention through a different means of delivering instruction. He made note. The last part of the class was spent analyzing the effects of prejudice on point of view. Here, Marilyn attempted to set it all in context. Students were encouraged to muse on other times when prejudice altered point of view. Ron left thoroughly impressed by Marilyn's knowledge, organization, and use of supporting materials. Having taught the AP class, he knew that she was leading them more to an understanding of point of view than she was taking them through the story. That was the way it should be. He came back to his office to find Connie laughing while she was on the phone. He glanced down at her line and saw it go to hold and then heard her say, "Ron, it's your mother." Ron would have been kind of shocked by his mother calling him at work, but Connie had been laughing, and so really nothing could be wrong. "Hi, Mom," said Ron. "Hello, Ronald." Do you see what things have come to? What do you mean? Now, in order to talk to you, I have to call your office for an appointment. That isn't true. You just saw us on Saturday night, objected Ron. So is that my quota of your time, Ronald? Mom, I'm at work. I will call you tonight, said Ron, with finality. I wouldn't want to interrupt your important life, Ronald. Only call me if you really want to. Ron heard the receiver click on the other end of the line.